Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do all sorts of things, including go down by the sycamore tree, visit the woodlands, get reckless, and hear from some sisters. Our son and his family live in the Twin Oaks Valley in North San Diego County, and very near their house is a tree. Well, there are lots of trees, actually, and while this particular tree is not an oak, it is the oldest and largest sycamore tree in the Twin Oaks Valley and dates from around 1860. The bronze plaque by the tree notes that in 1887, early settler Russell Cox and his family established a cattle ranch and dairy farm in the valley, bringing the first purebred Guernsey cattle to California. So, in honor of that sesquicentennial plus sycamore tree, here are some rapidly rotating records about sycamores, beginning with Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees.
Thank you. thought we found love by dreaming. Tell me who could ask for more. We will be a lucky pair of lovebirds. Honey, can't you see? In a cute little 2x4 down by the sycamore tree.
Meeting there.
A triple-triple-R debut, all three of those records being heard for the first time on the show. We started off with Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees from a hit-of-the-week cardboard record recorded in January of 1932 and released to newsstands on Thursday, February 4th. This, by the Sycamore Tree, was composed by Pete Wendling with the words by Haven Gillespie, whose Santa Claus is Coming to Town will be getting a lot of airplay here shortly. Next, it was Elsie Baker and Frederick J. Wheeler, credited on the label of that December 10, 1914 Victor record as Edna Brown and James F. Harrison, with In the Shadow of the Sycamore. I'm not quite sure why the pseudonyms, but both of them made dozens and dozens of records under both names for Victor. In the Shadow of the Sycamore was written by Leo Bennett, who also brought us Someday You'll Know Who Loves You, The Bobolink and the Wren, and The Walla Walla Man. We finished up with a fine example of genuine banjo ragtime, the medley By the Sycamore Tree, consisting of the tunes By the Sycamore Tree, The Gambling Man, Up in a Coconut Trees, Show the Whites of Your Eyes, and Pretty Little Dinah Jones. That was the banjo duo of Vess L. Osman and William Park Hunter, recorded by Victor in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on April 7, 1904. If it didn't sound like the same By the Sycamore Tree by Rudy Valley, that's because it wasn't. The By the Sycamore Tree in this medley was composed by Max Hoffman, and there are words which were written by George F. Hobart. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Ask someone what they're going to do at 6 o'clock Pacific time on Sundays, and I hope they'd say, I'm going to listen to Rapidly Rotating Records. Ask them about what they're going to do at any other time, and you'll get all sorts of different answers. For example, Joey Nash is going to dance at Clancy's.
I'm going down to dance at Clancy's. Ba ba be 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 ba da dee da 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 da. In double I tangled, in Nice I fandangled, in Vienna three wartime I danced, in three four time in Spain I used to rumble round with a queen. But when I want that swing I'm going down to dance at Clancy's. Zaz-zaz-zee-bop-bop-beep-bop-bop-bee-bee. I'm going down to dance at Clancy's. Clancy's isn't snooty, it's strictly rooty-tooty. That's why I'm going to dance at Clancy's.
just a bashful boy in love with Mary Green. She is really the sweetest gal that I have ever seen. I've always lacked the courage to even squeeze her tight, but I've resolved to do my stuff when I see her tonight. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love. I've got something that she's fondest of. Now I know that she has had it before, and Mary's a gal that all the fellas adore. I'll let her take it right in her hand, 'cause I know she'll stroke it so grand. Like Jack and Jill, we'll both get a thrill when I give it to Mary with love. My little kitten, I'll give it to Mary with love. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love. She's my sweet, cute turtle dove. About my loving, she's always been keen. She'll say when I give it, it's the finest she's seen. She'll think of it long after I'm gone. I'm gonna put it right where it belongs. Like Cleo and Mark, we'll spoon in the park when I give it to Mary with love. I mean a necklace, I'll give it to Mary with love. When I do it, I may need a shove, because you see, I'm so bashful and shy, I'm afraid she'll take it from some other guy. I want to be her number one man, and give it the best that I can. I'll be daring and dashing, for she's my passion, when I give it to Mary with love. I mean a diamond, I'll give it to Mary with love.
I'm going to Germa, I'll be back some old day. I'm going to Germa, I'll be back some old day. Going to Germa, I'll be back some old day. Please tell me, Mama, what more can I do? Tell me, Mama, what more can I do? Got all I know that I can't get along with you.
All play, Mr. Lewis, play, play, play. Let Mr. Lewis play.
Get away from my window. Stop knocking on my, stop knocking on my door. Go away from my window. Stop knocking on my door. I got another woman. When you's in trouble, I worked and paid you. I worked and paid you fine. When you's in trouble, I worked and paid you fine. Now I'm in trouble, you don't pay me no mind.
Oh, bless Mr. Lewis. Bless, clean, huh? Bless Mr. Lewis, bless. Playing from down in Dixie now. Playing right on from down in Dixie.
Mm-hmm. York myself, where I'm longing to be. Just wait till you see, the parking rules won't mean a thing. And if the police should say, hey there, I'll just shout, run me in and you'll see. Then I will say to the judge, why I couldn't budge, having such a good time. I wouldn't lie and I wouldn't try. I'll plead guilty and I'll pay my fine. Cause any old night, in any old spot, as long as it's you, say I'm telling you what, I'm gonna park myself in your yard.
The Ted Weems Orchestra, July 19th, 1926, with I'm Going to Park Myself in Your Arms, composed by Alex Marr, who, in addition to a number of World War I patriotic tunes, brought us You Can't Cry Over My Shoulder and Wink at Somebody Else, and All Men Are Devils. Dusty Rhodes sang the Bobby Heath and Archie Fletcher lyric. I chose all of those records because the titles are all specifically I'm going to, rather than I'm gonna or I'm goin' to. So I'm Going to Park Myself in Your Arms was preceded by Cannon's Jug Stompers and I'm Going to Germany, recorded October 1, 1929, in Memphis, Tennessee. The title on the label is Going to Germany, and it was written by Noah Lewis, who played harmonica in the trio. Before that, it was Cliff Edwards in November of 1936 singing I'm Gonna Give It to Mary with Love, even though the label shows the title as I'm Going to Give It to Mary with Love. That song holds the distinction of being banned by the BBC, and on next week's show, you can look forward to some others. We started that simple future tense set with Joey Nash, who is going down to dance at Clancy's. That was Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra, and that February 11, 1935 Victor Matrix was not issued until it was put on a Bluebird 2LP set in 1975. I'm Going Down to Dance at Clancy's was composed by Con Conrad with the words by Herb Magidson and was supposed to be in the Gene Harlow, William Powell picture Reckless, but it was cut from the released film. Last week we heard Sybil Sanderson Fagan whistle that Woodland Flirt. Well, this week we're going back to the woodlands. Here's the Neapolitan Trio. Thank you. We started off that woodland set with the Neapolitan Trio, consisting of Clement Barone on flute, harpist Francis J. Lapatino, and Howard Rette playing violin and Woodland Echoes, written by Edison P. Wyman. That Victor Batwing was recorded November 28, 1913, and the trio recorded Woodland Echoes again, this time electrically, a little over 12 years later, with Alexander Schmidt replacing Howard Rette on violin. Next, it was yet another whistling record, this time by Joseph Belmont, of Carl Michael Zierer's waltz, Woodland Songsters. Listener George in Philadelphia, who posted a nice note on the website last week about the Sybil Sanderson Fagan records, will appreciate that record. And as a matter of fact, it was recorded in Philadelphia on December 13, 1905. Belmont recorded it again almost exactly 8 years later, also for Victor. We finished up with In a Corner of the World All Our Own, composed by Jesse Crawford and recorded by Jeanette on December 20, 1922. That was an instrumental, but there are words which are written by Gilbert Keyes, but I also find lyricist credit given to Gus Kahn, which might be for a completely different set of words. So what does In a Corner of the World All Our Own have to do with the woodlands? Well, it was performed there by the Woodland Inn Orchestra. There was a Woodland Inn and Woodland Inn Orchestra in Jacksonville, Illinois in the 30s, but I'm not sure if it's the same outfit. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. For this next segment, we're just going to get reckless. Here's Richard Himber once again.
Yeah, boy, you can't do that. Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean, copper? I did do it.
Who in the world do you think you are and where you from?
Well, Mr. Austin, if you just listen, I'll tell you. I'm Reckless Texan, Texas. I'm the terror of Terre Haute. I stole the fall of Niagara to beauty up in Butte. Got full of gin and Elgin and started for Lamar. got pulled in dear old Pullman for stealing a sleeping car. I've locked the locks of Locksport with a key from Kankakee. I watched the water in Watertown flowing to Tennessee. I left New York on New Year's, got stewed in old St. Joe. And Wakefield couldn't wake me in Cincinnati, oh ho. I met a guy in Boston who fed me pork and beans, who told the Janes in Janesville that I came from New Orleans. I grabbed a hack in Hackensack, intended to come back, but found myself next morning, boy, quite fond of Fond du Lac. Now here's the rest of it. I've sometimes washed in Washington and dressed in Dresden too. Had a hardball lance in Lansing, I've shot bear in Baraboo. I met Katie in Decatur and have sung in Ossising. Had a jolly good time in Joliet, boy, and I never done a thing. Now here comes the real story. Oh, it's sad. I made a date in Dayton with a gal from Galveston, ran shy of Jack and Jackson, and now I'm out of mun. 'Tis true you've heard my story, boys, and I hope you know it's so. From Texas, Texas drifter who hailed some old Waco. Now the Texas drifter, yes sir, I'm the terror of Terre Haute. Don't forget I sold the fault of Niagara to a beauty up in Butte. I got full of gin, Elgin, and started for Lamar. Now I'm doomed the rest of my life to sleep in an old boxcar.
I'm a wild and reckless hobo, I left my happy home. Started out on a western trip all by myself alone. I thought while out on this trip I surely would have some fun. 10,000 miles away from home and I am on the bum. While walking down the railroad track, I went in a railroad shop. I heard an engineer tell a man this train would not stop. My heart began to roll around and I began to sing. Whenever that freight train comes by, I'll flag her on the wing. Hi-de-o-lady, hi-de-o-lady, I pulled my cap down over my eyes, started down the track. Caught the end of an old freight train and I never did look back. I got off in a little town, began to roam around, looking for an old freight yard and a train that was westbound. I walked up to a kitchen door, gave it an awful rap. Lady come up to the door, says, what do you want, you sap? Oh, kind miss, won't you give me a bite to eat? Little piece of cold cornbread and a little piece of meat. Hi-le-o-le, hi-le-o-le, yo-le, yo-le. She put her arms around my neck, says, I love you as a friend. I'm afraid to feed you now, you'll be on the bum again. She took me in the kitchen and she treated me nice and kind. Had me in the notion of bumming all the time. She told me that she loved me and she loved me kind and true. I says, oh gal, when that train blows, I'll bid you adieu. I'm going back to old Shreveport where the girls don't wear no socks, and the little streams of corn come trickling down the rocks. Hi-le-o-lay,
the future governor of Louisiana, James Houston Jimmy Davis, and Wild and Reckless Hobo, recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina, on May 26, 1931. Davis was accompanied on guitar by Snoozer Quinn and Buddy Jones. That was preceded by a fun record by Goble Reeves, Reckless Tex, from August 1, 1934. Reeves was popularly known as the Texas Drifter. Earlier we heard Richard Himber with I'm Going Down to Dance at Clancy's, which was cut from the film Reckless, but we started off this Reckless set with a song which not only was in the film, but shares the title, Reckless. That was Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra with Stuart Allen on May 4, 1935. Here in Southern California, in the happy little hamlet of Claremont, is a wonderful regional entertainment venue known as the Candlelight Pavilion Dinner Theater. And I'd say wonderful even if in years past my wife hadn't performed in shows there, and our friend John weren't currently the artistic director. We recently enjoyed Candlelight's production of La Caja Fall, and are looking forward to seeing Sister Act, the musical based on the 1992 film. It's currently playing and runs through November 19th. You can find out all about the theater, the current and 2017 season offerings at their website, candlelightpavilion.com. So while Candlelight Pavilion is presenting their sister act, for the final segment of this show, we're going to present some sister acts of our own, beginning with the Danford Sisters.
Thank you. a road of loneliness. And then we chance to meet. Oh, if you should ever leave me now, my heart would seem to be, oh, hold me tight again, for tonight again, say you'll always be true. For what would happen to me, dear, if something happened to you?
We begin that sister act with the Phil Spitalny Orchestra, according to Richard Johnson and Bernard Shirley, credited on the label of that January 4th, 1930 Harmony 78 as Jack Albin and his orchestra with Lucky Little Devil, composed by Harry Woods. The Mort Dixon lyric was sung by the Danford Sisters, at least according to the label. In fact, they were the Paul Sisters, P-A-U-L-L. The Paul sisters, Julia and Ruth, were actually Julia Brock, born in Conrad, Iowa in 1905, and her sister Ruth Brock, born in 1907. They called themselves the Paul sisters so as not to be confused with the Brox sisters, B-R-O-X, Kathleen, Dagmar, and Lorraine, whose last name was also Brock, B-R-O-C-K. The Danford, Paul, and Brock sisters were followed by the Dennis sisters, Anne, Ruth, and Cherie, making their Triple R debut with Bashful Baby from Edison 52458, made on November 24, 1928. This Bashful Baby, written in 1923 by Arthur Sizemore and Guy Shrigley, is not to be confused with the 1928 Bashful Baby by Cliff Friend and Abner Silver, which we'll hear next week. Interestingly, on sheet music, Anne, Ruth, and Cherie Dennis are credited not as the Dennis sisters, but as the Mrs. Dennis. We finished up this sister act with Isham Jones and his orchestra with the musical question, What Would Happen to Me If Something Happened to You? From October 13, 1932. What Would Happen to Me was written by Harry M. Woods. The vocal was by the three X sisters, that's the letter X, not the three former sisters, who weren't all sisters. The trio was Pearl and Violet Hamilton, who were sisters, and Jessie Fordyce, and they were originally known as the Hamilton Sisters and Fordyce. They were known individually in the mid-teens, but formed their trio in 1924. Around 1932, they chose to concentrate on radio, appeared in publicity photographs wearing eye masks, and took the new stage name of the Three X Sisters. There's a photograph in the November 1932 edition of Radio Digest of them without eye masks, but identifying them from left to right as X, X, and X. I'll post that photograph on the website. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.